We head to the home stretch in quarter number four on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
All right, this is the Keystone Kickoff Show brought to you by Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white. Drink blue and light. Conference Championship Week is here. Four teams, two games. So little time left in the season. Do not miss out. Get in on all the action with DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app. This week only, bet on any star player to score the first TD of the game with 10-1 odds. It does not get any better than that. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use the code KSN. For a limited time, all new users can get a sign-up bonus up to $1,000. That's code KSN and get your sign-up bonus up to $1,000 only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. The bonus is comprised of a first deposit bonus and a first bet match, each up to $500. The deposit bonus requires a 25-time playthrough. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Okay, the winner of the 409tailgateclub.com gift box this week for the best question from Ask Ross is Brad in Arlington, Virginia. All right, gentlemen, Natty Championship game. Did you drop like my Natty?
I did like that. I
don't know.
You're on a roll, man.
You are so hip.
I try.
You are so with it.
I'm going to be honest. I didn't make it to the last 8 minutes of the fourth quarter. I tried. You know, you work, you get up. It's a work day. You have to work. That game was long, and I struggled to get through the end of it.
It was really long. Thankfully, I was in the central time zone.
Yeah, I was pumped.
I made it till 42:25, and there's like 3 minutes left. I was like, all right, I can go to bed now.
So
I don't care to watch the post games.
Wait, you were in the central time zone? Where were you, like Chicago?
Nashville.
Ooh.
Just barely over the line.
Oh, that's a great place to be.
Yeah, that's a
no wonder. No wonder.
So we're going to talk about the national championship game and how far Penn State is away from that level. That's sort of the focus of what we're going to talk about for the national championship game. So, Bob, in terms of that, what did you see as Penn State is far away from that level? Where did you see it and how did you see
it? Well, I mean, I think a lot of people look at the 2020 Penn State team. If everyone's back, that's expected to be back, that they're getting a lot of praise for like borderline top five, top six. I saw Stuart Mandel of The Athletic, I think, had them six.
I think that's right, too.
Yeah, I mean, I mean,
who were top five, do you know? Off top of your, Clemson, Alabama, Georgia.
Ohio State.
Clemson, Alabama, Ohio State.
And I think it might have been LSU. I can't remember who it was, but I think Penn State was sixth. I'm almost positive.
I can see that.
But I just think that, you know, you look at Penn State and you look at what they're going to be good at. This is obviously the winning the games. If you look the last couple of years, winning the games with great defense, it's really about getting stops at the right time. You're going to have to score points. And what can Penn State do? Well, they're going to have a pretty nice offensive line. They really should have one. They're going to be able to run the ball. I think they got an All-American caliber tight end. So what's going to have to happen to me? For me, it's three things. It's they're going to need a receiver to step up, and we didn't really know about KJ Hamler before 2018. It could happen. It really could. I think they got some guys that could flash. I think Sean Clifford's got to get to another level, and I think the OC, with the way that he calls the game and schemes the game, can really probably help Sean. He's going to have to calm down at the start of games. I know that sounds silly to say, but
no, it's true.
When you listen to him address the team before the game, it's like, you got to calm down.
Lighten up,
crazy.
Dude.
Right. He's literally crazy in a good way, but also in a bad way. And then secondary play and tackling, I think, on defense. I think those three things are what jump out to me. But I think this team really has a lot going for him, and I've just been Jimmy's just handed me. Was this The Athletic? For you, Ross. There you go.
What Stuart Mandel has for next year, he's got Clemson 1, Ohio State 2,
yeah,
Alabama 3, Georgia 4, LSU 5, Penn State 6.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I don't think Penn State has earned being higher than that.
I agree.
You know, because those other schools have all been in college football playoff national championship games, I think. You know?
Yeah.
Or at least semifinals. But I agree with a lot of what Bob said. You know, watching Monday night, first thing that struck me was both those quarterbacks are going to be the number one pick in the NFL draft.
Right.
You know how hard it is to be the number one pick in the NFL draft? Hard. Like, really hard.
And they were both on the field.
And those are the two teams that were in it. And by the way, the other two teams in the college football playoff?
Yeah. Justin Fields might be the number two pick.
Justin Fields might be he might be competing with Lawrence to be the number one pick next year. And Jalen Hurts is not going to be a first round pick, but super productive, super good college quarterback. And I don't think Penn State has that guy.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm looking at the roster. Yeah. Look, I think Clifford can have a good year next year, but unless he Joe Burrows and just comes out of, goes from average to lights out. And even if you look at Penn State's roster, like Will Levis, Roberson, I like the kid Bowens they're bringing in. But
Michael Johnson.
I mean, I certainly don't look at any of those guys and think, yeah, they look like they're going to be number one pick in the draft someday. But in fairness, nobody said that about Joe Burrow
five months ago. Yeah.
Right. So things can change, but that's one that really jumped out to me is to win a national championship, to make the college football playoff, you have to have really high, really high level quarterback play.
Yeah. Those LSU receivers.
The receivers in general is what jumped out to me. I mean, between the two teams, I think I saw probably up to six receivers, maybe even seven. Wideouts.
First two rounds.
That were better than any Penn State receiver, and that includes KJ Hamler, or at least as good, if not better.
I think Hamler's one of those guys.
Yeah.
So, I'd say at least as good, but.
Yeah. So, in fairness to Penn State, they have one of them. Had one of them. And I think Shorter has the ability to be one of them.
Yeah.
Again, they had him. And I think if Dotson is your number three wide receiver, I think you're in pretty good shape at receiver.
Yeah.
Dotson next year is their number one. So you don't have a number one pick quarterback, and your number one receiver is probably a number three receiver. I mean, look at Alabama's receivers. Dotson's not a top three guy there. He's not a top three at LSU. He's not a top three at Clemson, and he's Penn State's number one. It's a big difference. It's a passing game now. They throw it to those guys. It's a big difference.
We're coming to you from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light, bleed blue and white. Drink blue and light. We're wrapping up our show with quarter number four. We're talking about national championship and how far away is Penn State on that level.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Bob.
One thing I keep thinking about, you know, next year's linebacker group with Micah and with potentially a lot of playing time for Brandon Smith and Lance Dixon. I thought there were Brooks, if he probably is going to get first look, I think, at one of those spots because of his experience.
I think he should.
But those other guys are good, and I keep thinking of, you know, I think that Simmons kid wore number 11 for Clemson.
Right.
And he literally played – I think he played. He can play about six different positions.
He was he lined up
defensive
everywhere.
Back, slot corner, all the linebacker positions. I'm sure he can rush the passer, and you know, blue chip versatility on defense. You know, really, you got to have, as James Franklin talked about it, you're going to have one or two erasers or difference makers on the defensive side, because even though it's an offensive game, when you need a stop, those guys have to get that stop. And watching the Clemson kid, and I'm now trying to transition and think about what maybe Penn State's linebacker group could do if they're all healthy and hardy. I think it could be a pretty special group.
So Patrick Queen, the middle linebacker for LSU, he was a monster in that third quarter when Clemson was trying to come back and get back in the game, and he was wrecking Clemson's offense. He had help. Look, don't get me wrong. That LSU defensive line was crazy good, right? And I like Clemson's offensive line. But I see Micah Parsons can do what Patrick Queen did in that game. He showed it against Memphis. That's the kind of thing. To me, that's a comparison when you're talking about the linebackers. Like, the impact, if you watch it, Patrick Queen had on that on Clemson's offense was ridiculous. Same thing like Micah can do.
Can I just – I just got to throw this out there, okay? Some of the guys you see in that game, they got paid to go to those schools. I'm just saying.
Yeah. Right.
And I don't know who and I don't know how much, but some of the guys in that game got paid. I mean, Odell Beckham Jr. is handing him money right after the game. That was amazing. That was awesome. I like that. I'm all for transparency. I like that. And I was recently at the College Football Coaches Convention, and you know, you just hear, I guess the thing nowadays is casino chips and prepaid credit cards.
Right.
Both of which you can't trace at all.
Yeah.
And so I just wanted to point this out there, like I don't know which schools do it. It's very prevalent in the South. I don't know if Ohio State does it, but when we talk about Penn State being in the college football playoff and being in the national championship game, I don't think that Penn State does it. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe they do. But I don't picture Penn State doing that. That would surprise me. I don't think it's as prevalent in the Northeast or in the North. So I just think we have to, if we're talking about Penn State in the national championship game.
Level playing field.
Penn State in the college football playoff, and they need this and they need that, and we're talking about it. Like, do I think some of those LSU receivers probably got some? Yeah. Yeah, I do. And I have no proof or evidence and blah, blah, blah. But, I mean, and by the way, I don't blame them. They are awesome. I'd be like, I mean, that poor number one for LSU, Jamar Chase, he has to play another year of college football.
He does.
I mean, for what? That guy, I mean.
So last point I'll make where Penn State, talking about the trenches, and the guy I talked to said it wasn't the flash. He thinks Penn State's a little enamored with the flash at the DN. He said one of the things that stood out to him in that game, and he likes both, thought both offensive lines were pretty good. He said it was the dirty work that the D tackles did, like we were talking about in quarter number two with Shelton and what he does. He said that was a difference maker, and he doesn't see that at that level consistent enough for Penn State.
Yeah, I've talked on the show forever. I thought D tackle was where they were. I think it's more quarterback and receiver. I think Penn State's almost there on the D line.
Yeah, they're there on several fronts. They're number six going into next year. That's it for our show from the Labatt Blue Studio. Thank you, Ross. I know you're under the weather. Thank you, Bob Nashville. Flounders. For everybody at the Keystone Sports Network, thanks for joining us and have a good weekend.
DraftKings Sportsbook is offering their best sign-up offer to date. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code KSN. For a limited time, all new users can get a sign-up bonus up to $1,000. That's code KSN, only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Bonus comprised of a first deposit bonus and a first bet match, each up to $500. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light want to remind you that fall is the best season. Why? Because of football. Leaves. Fantasy football. Flannel. Beards. Tailgating. Oh yeah, and more football. Welcome to the best season ever. Grab some Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Because it's time to get undomesticated. Beer. Labatt USA. Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.
With the college bowl games and pro football playoffs approaching, what better way to celebrate than treating your guests to the best in barbecue with the rubs and sauces from 409tailgateclub.com. They also have great gift boxes. And don't forget the famous 409 Tailgate Club Bloody Mary Mix. To top it off, if you go to 409tailgateclub.com, use code KSN for a special discount just for Keystone Kickoff listeners. That's 409tailgateclub.com, and remember to use code KSN.